out of time. If I couldn't get to your question, I know I had a few more lines ringing around there, and we had some more email questions. I'm sorry to get to yours. I'll try to get to those next week. If you'd like to talk to me, if you are a larger net worth investor of $500,000 and higher, and you'd like us to sit down with you because you're not happy with the advice you're getting, or should I say lack of advice on your portfolio, call our office during the week. I would love to help you. Our office number, 800-618-8577. Offices in Boca Raton, Florida, Fort Myers, Florida, Coral Gables, Florida, and Naperville, Illinois. And as always, visit my website. Do yourself a big favor. Go to ResneyWealth.com. That's R-E-Z-N-Y, ResneyWealth.com. Check out in my media library the 5 warning signs of bad investment advice. The video that we have in there, the 5 warning signs of bad investment advice, and sign up for the Resney Wealth Report by email. It's free. Until next week, folks, have yourself a profitable week. This is Brian Resney. I'll see you next week.
The talk you want,
the news you need.
News Radio 610 WIOD,
Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Streaming live 24/7 at WIOD.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Randy Lance. Tropical Depression 6 taking form in the Central Atlantic. Where's it headed, and could it strengthen into Danielle by the end of the day? We'll have the details coming up, but first, let's check in with Terry Griffin in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Traffic Center.
Thanks, Randy. 826 westbound after Ludlam Road, an accident that just won't go away. Police remain on the scene of that earlier crash. That's the 826 westbound after Ludlam Road and construction. Gratney westbound at the toll, 75 northbound ramp to Graham Dairy, and the 112 eastbound at Northwest 42nd. Looking good in Broward. Your next traffic update at 12:30. I'm Terry Griffin, News Radio 610 WIOD, 24-hour traffic.
Hot and humid again today across Miami, and again we'll see active weather at times, especially during the afternoon hours as highs land near 95. Some of those storms could really produce a lot of rain for us. Late day storms due tomorrow as well. I'm Lisa Love from the Weather Channel for News Radio 610 WIOD.
And taking a live look at Doppler 610, a few showers offshore right now. 88 degrees in Margate under mostly cloudy skies. 89 in Doral. It's 12 o'clock. The National Hurricane Center right here in Miami, keeping a watchful eye on Tropical Depression 6 hovering over the Central Atlantic. The system is more than 3,000 miles away from South Florida, and it's expected to become a tropical storm later today. Todd Kimberlin with the National Hurricane Center says conditions are favorable for that system to eventually become the strongest possibly of the season.
We've reached the peak months of the hurricane season. The atmospheric conditions are fairly favorable for this to intensify and become a hurricane. So unlike some of our previous storms, which have remained fairly weak, this one, I think, has some chance to become stronger.
The depression has maximum sustained winds of 35 miles per hour with gusts up to 45, and it's moving at 9 miles per hour. And, of course, keep it tuned to News Radio 610 WIOD for the latest on the tropics, or you could track the system for yourself by clicking on Operation Stormwatch at WIOD.com. Democrats Kendrick Meek and Jeff Green are hitting the campaign trail for the last Sunday before the Senate primary. Congressman Meek stopping at 5 Miami area churches before meeting with other statewide Democratic candidates for a Tampa rally. Green plans stops in Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties. Tuesday's primary winner will face Republican Marco Rubio and Governor Charlie Crist, who's running as an independent in the November election. And an armed man held a South Florida candidate for Congress at gunpoint. North Miami Beach police say the man tried robbing Marlene Bastian and her sister yesterday as the women headed to a campaign appearance at a North Miami church. They say he pulled up in one car, got into theirs, and demanded their purses and even threatened to kill them. The man then ran off. Investigators believe he was involved in another robbery moments earlier. A tragedy in Lauderhill after a man drowns after fishing in a canal with family members. 57-year-old Oscar Battle Jr. drowned reportedly when he bent over to retrieve the bait he had dropped into the water. Battle submerged and never resurfaced. The drowning happened at a canal near Rock Island Road, north of Oakland Park Boulevard. Battle was taken to Florida Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. Two of three men, mistakenly released from the Palm Beach County Jail this week are now back behind bars. Palm Beach County officials say a paperwork mix-up led to the men being let out of jail. All three are charged with assault with a firearm, racketeering, and other offenses. The only one still on the loose is 18-year-old Marquise Roundtree. Chad Henne probably wishes he could play every game in Jacksonville. 8 months after picking apart the Jaguars in the regular season, Henne did it again. Henne completed 11 of 14 passes for 151 yards and 2 touchdowns in the first half last night, and the Dolphins beat the Jaguars 27-26 in a game delayed nearly 2 hours by thunderstorms. All residents in one South Florida community may soon be able to invite Fido out to dinner. Palm Beach Gardens City Council has given an initial approval to outdoor dining for dogs. The proposal would allow canine companions to be with their owners at designated outdoor areas in restaurants. The measure must be approved at a second reading. Permits for restaurant owners could cost up to $175. Well, the last batch of rules from the Credit Card Accountability, Responsibility, and Disclosure Act go into effect today. Those rules are created to help the consumer before he or she falls into major debt.
You'll see lower late payment fees, in most cases not more than $25. There'll be no inactivity fees.
Alex Sanchez, president of Florida's Bankers Association, says you'll also be notified 45 days before your rate is increased and interest rate increases in the first year are banned. While your kids afraid of math with the new school year starting, it may be time to get them over the math fear. Actress and author Danica McKellar has written a series of books meant to demystify the subject, especially for girls.
They are raised to believe, in fact, that beauty is their most important asset, and they're not actually expected to be very smart. And that is so damaging to believe that they have to choose between being the smart nerd and being the hot ditz.
McKellar says most people can get through life without understanding algebra, but will understand things like mortgages, credit card rates, and sales if they do. Next update at 12:30, I'm Randy Lance, News Radio 610 WIOD.
Maroney's big Labor Day sell-a-thon is going on now. Any questions?
What makes it so big?
It's model year-end closeout time. And with 30 showrooms, Maroney has the biggest selection of vehicles to close out.
How low will prices go?
Right now at Maroney Honda in Hollywood and Miami, you can lease a new 2010 Honda Accord with automatic for $249 a month, sign and drive. That means no down payment, no security deposit, no cash whatsoever. Just sign and drive a brand new Honda Accord for $249 a month, plus tax for 36 months with approved credit. But you must hurry to Maroney Honda in Hollywood or Maroney Honda in Miami. When these 100 Accords are gone, they're gone. If you want a Honda Accord for $249 a month, sign and drive, you must act now.
Wow, that sounds pretty straightforward.
It is. We're Maroney. We're AutoNation. We're changing everything.
Who are you going to call? Maroney!
Any questions? Maroney.com.
Condo Craze and HOAs is intended as a resource guide for education, information, and entertainment purposes and is not intended to supply specific legal advice. The information that you hear should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a professional attorney. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based on advertising or the information you hear today.
Condo Craze and HOA is sponsored by attorney Eric Glazer, founder of Glazer & Associates PA law firm, helping associations and owners not only in South Florida, but throughout the entire state of Florida. Give us a call if you'd like to chime in today, 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610 if you're an AT&T wireless customer, or you can email the show anytime, even during the week, at condocraze@wiod.com. And while you're perusing around the internet, make sure you check out the show's website, condocrazeandhoas.com. Find out all about the show, write in your questions and comments, listen to our podcast, and you can click on the Facebook link, join in the mini discussion boards regarding all the controversy we seem to stir up. And while you're there, check out the show's sponsors. And if you'd like to be a sponsor, you can advertise your service or product directly to the owners and board members, right to your core people, who you want to see your product or service. We'll see it at condocrazeandhoas.com. You can even be a guest on the show, and we treat guests pretty nice. Eric brings donuts every week, and I'm Jerry Hester, along with attorney Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. Last week was fun, guys. We talked about the Weight Watchers bandit with the applesauce dripping down his chin, some scary foreclosure statistics, the phones lit up. When the topic came up of whether or not we live like spoiled brats and brought all this financial mess onto ourselves.
Yeah, and one of our callers wasn't embarrassed to admit it. He agreed we were spoiled, and maybe we don't need a TV in every John, and we need to learn to make our kids learn what it means to live with a little bit less.
I agree, and maybe, you know, everyone's first home doesn't need to be that 4,000 or 5,000 square foot home with two pools and 5 bedrooms for kids that you probably don't even have yet.
Yeah,
right.
Well,
or is it 2.3 kids?
Right. Yeah. How do you have that 0.3?
I don't know. That sounds like a Tarantino thing. That's kind of scary to me.
I think like the 0.3 calculates in the animals you have.
Yeah, right. But wait a minute. You know, this is America, for heaven's sake. Aren't we entitled to, you know, big media rooms, bowling alleys in our homes, swimming pools, posh sun decks? Aren't we all entitled
to that? And jacuzzis on our patios.
The jacuzzis, he won't leave that alone, will he? You know?
I'm not going there. You know, one day you're just going to have to think that our law firm's going to get a call from his condo association meeting Jerry's, especially with him branding and screaming it out loud to a victim because of your jacuzzi when it spills on your neighbor.
Hey, now, wait a minute. I may not have an Esquire after my name, but I've learned one thing on this show, that if I want a jacuzzi on my balcony, I can put it there, and it's not a nuisance under the law.
Yeah,
see, you educated me. You shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, Daddy remembers. Ask him what he had for breakfast this morning. No idea. But the jacuzzi story from 8 months ago, he remembers forever. All right.
Okay.
Something important and time sensitive to start out with today. Real important stuff for our listeners. Your tax assessments are currently being mailed out by your local property appraisers, and many people are going to be upset to learn that despite the fact that your real estate values have plummeted, that didn't necessarily equate to an equal drop in your real estate taxes. And many of you that live in associations may want to do something about it. And here is some good news. Unit owners don't have to challenge the appraised value of their own home on their own, and the association can challenge the assessments on behalf of every owner in the community. And there's a statute that talks just about this. It's Florida Statute 194.011. And that statute basically says a condo association, a co-op, or a homeowners association, as long as they get approval of its board of directors, they can file with the Value Adjustment Board a single petition on behalf of any association members who own parcels of property which the property appraiser determines are substantially similar with respect to location, proximity to amenities, number of rooms, living areas, and conditions. The only thing the association has to do is they have to provide the unit owners with notice of its intent to petition the Value Adjustment Board, and they have to give the unit owners at least 20 days to elect in writing to opt out and that their unit not be included in the petition. Okay? So if your association finds itself in the position of seeking to challenge the real estate taxes for all the units in the association or for association-owned property, we can help. These cases are taken on a contingency basis. Of course, that means there's no attorney's fee unless the taxes are reduced. So, of course, because there's a lot of work, though, that goes into the preparation of this type of an appeal, we still have to decide whether or not the appeal is worthwhile. But the only thing the association pays is the cost, which is relatively nominal, averaging only about $5 per unit.
Wait a minute. What year or what value are you paying taxes on? Is it last year's?
You get
is
your
it
bill
year
in
before?
November for the year that just finished. You're paying your 2010
taxes. It'd be the past year because you get them today. So I don't know. I just got mine in the mail and they were reduced, so I was happy. But again, if you want your association to file an appeal of real estate taxes for all of your condo owners, occupants of the association, and do it as one mass petition so that each unit owner doesn't have to try and do their own, let us know. You can call the office at 877-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, that's 877-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And Eric and everybody in the office will be happy to speak with you.
Yeah. That seems like a win-win-win all the way down the line.
Exactly.
I mean, if it's not going to cost the association anything, what's the harm in giving it a shot?
Well, the thing is, I mean, we have some clients that I've seen reduce it. Some of them are $100, some of them are $300, some of them are even in the thousands because the rates were so high based on the prior, you know, amounts that the property was assessed. Right. And since it's gone down
So can I give you $5 now and you reduce my taxes? It doesn't work that way,
no,
does it?
Work.
Man.
You've got to do it on behalf of the whole building, then it becomes economically worthwhile.
Oh, I don't care what they pay. I just care what I pay.
You're a friendly neighbor. You know? All right, but here's what we got to keep in mind for those that are listening out there. There are strict deadlines, right? If the association wants to file an appeal of everybody's tax bill, you got to listen to these deadlines, and here they are. If your association is in Dade or Broward, your appeal has to be filed by September 20th. If your association is in Palm Beach County, your appeal has to be filed by September 16th. And, of course, now we're on the West Coast, so guys out there, listen up. If your association is in Hillsborough, you have until September 14th, Collier until September 10th, Pasco until September 17th, and Pinellas also until September 17th. Remember, if you snooze, you lose on this one. Don't miss the deadline, okay? We've helped a lot of associations in the past save a lot of money, and obviously, you know, if you have a condo association with several hundred units and you do the appeal in one shot, the savings can absolutely be tremendous. Moving on to another topic, but before we pick up where we left off last week about declining jobs and the awful figures that came in this week about the job market and new housing, you know, we always try to think about how we can bring other hot topics into the show and kind of relate them to what we talk about here each week. So, guys, what can be a hotter topic than building the mosque at Ground Zero?
Hey, where do you think Eric Rush Glazerbaugh over here is going to go with this one?
Oh, I'm not going there. Hey, wait. I don't talk politics with
him. You and I are going to turn off our microphones now.
First of all, I'll
play a disclaimer that Christy and Jerry have nothing to do with this conversation.
I don't know. I might actually have to agree with them on this.
But wait. First of all, my position is not important at all for today. I'm totally against it. But the important thing is that to see how we can somehow relate that controversy to, again, Florida condominium law. Now, most people that are in favor of the mosque being built says that the First Amendment specifically would prohibit the government from stopping the mosque from being built on privately owned property. And for those of us that have forgotten our elementary school civics lesson, just let's take a quick look at what the First Amendment says. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people to peacefully assemble, and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Excuse me. So again, since people see the mosque as a religious symbol or institution, they say, hey, just like the First Amendment says, no law can be specifically enacted to prevent it from being built. Well, interestingly enough, let's see if your right to practice and worship your own religion while on the common elements of your own condominium are protected as the alleged right to build this mosque at Ground Zero. Let's see how Florida law may treat this.
Gotta bet they're not.
Well, it's going to be interesting. Christy, tell everyone about the case called Newman versus Grandview at Emerald Hills, which was a case here in Broward County decided in 2003.
It's a real interesting case, and I'm actually watching Jerry stare at me listening for this to try to find out the answer. But what happened was Grandview is a Broward condo that has 442 units, and the common elements actually had an auditorium on them. In 1982, the board had enacted a rule that allowed the members to reserve the auditorium, you know, for social gatherings, for events, which actually included religious groups, as long as 80% of the people that attended the meetings were lived at the condo. In January of 2001, which was, of course, as we all know, just 3 months after 9/11, unit owners began reserving the auditorium on Saturdays and Sundays because they wanted to practice their religious services. Then what happened was unit owners in the building started complaining, saying that the board, you know, causing the board to hold another meeting as to whether or not they wanted to have, you know, religious rites in the auditorium. At that time, they had the meeting and 70% of the unit owners voted against the right of members to use that room for religious purposes.
70%. That sounds eerily familiar. By the way, isn't that exactly the same percentage approximately of Americans who are against the building of the mosque at Ground Zero?
I think we're going to have to wait and see what the news picks up from this afternoon the stuff they're doing out there. But
Right. Based
on the vote, the unit owners, the board actually did amend their rules and now prohibited religious services of any kind in the common elements of the condominium. And, of course, as we all know, in America, a lawsuit was then filed based on the fact that they denied the religious rights.
Okay, so
whether I agree or disagree, that has nothing to do with it, but we need to take a break. And we'll pick this up in just a moment. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls. What do you think, America, like Bernie Mac used to say? Give us a call at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T wireless customers. It's Condo Craze and HOAs.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and we dare you to shop and compare with the big box stores. Lumber Liquidators offers the low price guarantee. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-814-2889. Shop from home for hardwoods and cherry, oak and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call right now for your free catalog. 1-800-814-2889. That's 1-800-814-2889. 1-800-814-2889.
Condominium associations are facing significant challenges today. And with those challenges come the need for special help from a special property management firm. That firm is Miami-based KW Property Management and Consulting, comprised of a team of professionals who are meeting today's challenges. Staffed by CPAs and long-term property managers, KW brings financial controls, budgeting discipline, contract oversight, and strong vendor negotiation skills to its growing portfolio of clients. They call it the KW difference. The real estate market has changed, and so has the role of property managers. They're here to preserve the value of a valuable asset, your home. And today, that role involves strong financial controls and traditional property management responsibilities. Please visit kwpropertymanagement.com or call 305-476-9188. That's kwpropertymanagement.com. You'll see what they mean by the KW difference.
There is a watchmaking standard that is revered around the world. That standard comes from Rolex. From clasp to bracelet to its unique watertight oyster case, a Rolex holds its value because it was intended to. Crafted from just three precious metals, platinum, steel, and gold, each defies the ordinary. Its steel, 904L, virtually indestructible and corrosion resistant, is incomparable. Its patented Everrose Gold, created in an exclusive foundry, will remain beautiful for life. Inside, a genuine Rolex movement is a product of superiority and remarkable testing. It is unrivaled. At Rolex, flawless standards create more than a watch. They create a value that was meant to endure. For a complete selection of Rolex timepieces, visit your official Rolex jeweler.
See what a new watch can say about you at Tourneau, the world's largest watch store since 1900. Tourneau, Bell Harbor Shops, Bell Harbor and Worth Avenue, Palm Beach.
Condo Craze and HOAs. Welcome back. I'm Jerry Hester alongside attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. Give us a call. Chime in. You got to have an opinion on this one. 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610 if you're an AT&T wireless customer. Or you can email us anytime during the week. It doesn't matter. CondoCraze@WIOD.com. So where were we?
All right. Let's recap what we were talking about just before we went to the break. You have a condominium association in Broward County, in Emerald Hills, actually, and the condominium unit owners were complaining that the common elements were being used on the weekends for religious services. The board of directors asked the unit owners in the community what they think about it, and 70% of the unit owners come out and say, we're against it. We don't want the common elements being used for religious services of any kind. As a result of that vote of the unit owners in the community, what does the board do? The board passes a new rule which says no more religious services on the common elements of the condominium at all. Can't be done.
Well, since it was on Saturday and Sunday, it must have crossed over different denominational lines.
You would think so, although the opinion doesn't specifically say so, but I would agree with your legal reasoning on that one.
Well, thank you, counselor. Always wanted to say that.
But before we tell everybody about how this case actually turned out in court, let's keep in mind that in a condominium, everyone owns an undivided share of those common elements. So if you're prohibited from having a religious ceremony on the common elements, it can certainly be argued that you're being prohibited from having a religious ceremony on property that you at least partially own. Keep that in mind. So the question is, what'd the court say? Is it okay to ban religious services on the common elements or not? And here's what the appeals court said. In effect, they upheld the board's rule, which says that they can prohibit religious services on the condominium's common areas. And here's why they said it was appropriate to do so. Number one, a board of directors has broad authority to make reasonable rules for the benefit of the community. Two, inherent in the condominium concept is the principle that to promote the health, happiness, and peace of mind of the majority of the unit owners, since they're living in such close proximity to one another, each owner has to give up a certain degree of freedom of choice, which he might not otherwise enjoy in separate, privately owned property. Interesting, because for the first half of my life, I can swear that New Yorkers also lived in close proximity to one another as well. Three, having polled the members and determined that a majority approved the ban, the board's rule assured that the auditorium was available to everyone for the use that it was intended for. And lastly, prohibiting this type of assembly is okay because it would have a particularly divisive effect on the community, and therefore it would be a reasonable restriction. Now, interestingly enough, if we apply that same exact reasoning to the proposed mosque in New York City, and we say, okay, like a condo board, a zoning board has the right to make reasonable rules regarding what can and cannot be built. Secondly, that inherent in city living is that because people live in such close proximity to one another, they have to give up some of those freedoms in the interest of the whole community. Next, that a majority of the people in New York City, just like the majority of the people in the condo, are against building of the mosque. And last, that the building of the mosque would have a particularly divisive effect on the community. You know, is there any doubt that if you applied the same test that the Florida 4th District Court of Appeals applied in prohibiting the practice of religion on the common areas to the mosque in New York City, that there's no chance that the mosque passes this test and perhaps can be, you know, prevented from being built?
Now, is it me or is it pretty incredible that apparently under the law, There seems to be more of a right to build the mosque near Ground Zero than there is to worship your own religion in your own Florida condominium, which you own.
I mean, Florida, I guess Florida got it right, you know. I mean, it's sad to say, but religion is a huge part of everybody's life, but you actually need to set boundaries so that everybody can enjoy and live life. And that's one thing I actually have to agree with the Florida decision here, because it allows the auditorium to be used for different reasons.
Yeah, I think it was a pretty good decision by the 4th District Court of Appeal. I'm in favor of it. And again, if you apply the same reasoning that they did, you know, there's no chance that building the mosque at Ground Zero passes that test.
Okay, do I need a disclaimer first, Jerry? Because I'm about to say, hopefully they use the same reasoning here so it doesn't get built.
But except everybody's really caught up, obviously, on the First Amendment issue. But if we say, hey, let's not look at it in terms of religion. Let's look at it as what's good for the community as a whole.
A sensitivity issue rather than a religious issue. That's what it is.
Right.
No
two ways. No
one is saying that no one has the right to practice whatever religion they want to.
Right.
That's what the Constitution says. But, you know, Eric, you had the greatest analogy.
Yeah, we were talking during the break, you know, perhaps it can be argued that the building of the mosque at Ground Zero would be something like Japan building a monument to Japan right now on the site of Pearl Harbor.
Or 20 years ago.
Right. Mm-hmm. Certainly, I think this community, you know, in the United States of America, has nothing against Japanese people, loves Japan. Doesn't mean that it would be appropriate to build on the Pearl Harbor site a monument to Japan.
Especially at such a time where there's such an open wound. I mean, this didn't even happen 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be like Japan building that monument in the 50s or 60s.
Exactly.
When it was still, you know. But that's what we think. What do you think? I, you know, personally, I think it's a sensitivity issue, not a religious issue. But we want to know what you think. Give us a call at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397.
Okay, while we wait for the callers to come in on that one, let's get back to the doldrums that seem to be our economy, and the unemployment numbers just seem to be getting worse each week, and this week really was no exception. I mean, those numbers came in, they were really terrible.
You know, there has to be some way out of this mess. You know, I keep seeing mortgage prices are at their lowest in decades. People must be, you know, refinancing and reworking stuff like crazy and saving money every month.
Yeah, but
are they?
Can get qualified.
Yeah, that's what you would think.
Yeah.
While rates are at their lowest level in decades, less than half the people actually that are applying for refinancing actually qualify for the loan.
You know, in the car business, it's the opposite.
Really?
They'll give a loan to anyone right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking.
Yeah,
need
you
car.
Don't have to, you know, doing, you know, the car show on Saturday on News Radio 610 WRV with the car guys. Yeah, they're going down many more tiers now into the credit, and they're giving loans and they're giving leases.
Well, I guess to be honest, it's probably a lot easier for them to repo the car than it is for a bank to come in and foreclose out the house. You know, you
very,
can come back and take
true.
The car back, and you've got your equity
yeah.
in it.
Hey, before we go to news, let's go to the phones real quick. If Mike will put her on hold. Let's go to Reno in Largo on the West Coast. Hi, you're on with Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hey, yeah, hi.
How are you?
I think that we are just a society of tolerance. So I don't have a problem with building the mosque down where they want to build it. Do we stop building churches in Oklahoma City?
Good point.
I don't know if I do get that point. He's saying that Timothy McVeigh blew up the building in the name of the
okay.
church?
Yes.
Right. I mean, he's a Christian. So do we just stop building churches? I mean, where do we stop at this nonsense at?
Well, you're saying it's nonsense to believe that the buildings were attacked in the name of Islam?
Well, no, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is all Muslims, all people who practice the Muslim faith are not evil.
Understood, of course.
No, absolutely not.
All Christians who commit murder are not evil. I mean, do we just stop building churches for that reason? I mean, when do we stop this nonsense?
I'm actually going to jump in here because the way I'm looking at it is I'm not even looking at any religious group, but I'm almost thinking is just make an entire ban on any religious group within like two blocks of the World Trade Center. Make it its own sort of monument. Make it that two-block radius where, you know, people can just go and there's no any type of religion out there. It's more of just an equality for everybody. I mean, that's just, I'm not going religious, I'm not going anything. I just thought that might be a better way to approach it.
Reno, but is it just a matter of simply saying, hey, not the right place, not the right time, it's just insensitive. There's 3,000 people there that were slaughtered. It's their gravesite, for heaven's sakes, and maybe building a mosque at this time and at that place simply isn't sensitive to that community. What do you say about that? No one's saying don't build it, but maybe not build it right upon their graves. How about building it someplace else in Manhattan?
I agree
with... 10 years from now, that won't be... or a little time from there, it won't be close enough. Or they need to build it 20 miles from the grave site.
Now, that's what we're talking about. We're not. No. Let's not stray from what I'm saying. What I'm saying is don't build it on their grave site. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. From what I'm understanding of this whole issue, basically, is they're not building it on the grave site. It's supposedly 2 blocks away.
Right, 2 blocks away. Pretty smack dab in the middle of Ground Zero, as far as I'm concerned. 2 blocks ain't nothing. Buildings that were 2 blocks away also came crashing to the ground. So as far as I'm concerned, it's really one and the same place. You have a whole city to put the mosque up in. Okay, it doesn't have to be built there. And the way we understand it, where it's supposed to be built, you know, high with minuets and things of that nature, it's a lot of people are looking at it not just as a religious symbol, but as a means of showing conquest, as a means of showing domination, as a means of showing, hey, we won. And perhaps that's insensitive at this time. You have a whole city, put it someplace else in the interest of making harmony in the community. That's my thought.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. We have to take a break for news. We'll come back and take more of your calls at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T wireless customers. It's Condo Craze and HOAs.
Good afternoon. It's 12:32. I'm Randy Lance. Tropical Depression 6 spinning out in the open Atlantic is the fourth named storm of the season taking form. We'll have the details coming up, but first, let's check in with Terry Griffin in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel Casino Traffic Center.
Thanks, Randy. 75 northbound ramp to Graham Dairy. You do have construction there. Gratney 2 westbound at the Toll Plaza. 826 westbound after Ludlam Road. You have a police investigation going on. Broward County continues to look good. Palm Beach County, you do have an accident. 95 southbound, Boynton Beach Boulevard. Your next traffic update at 1 o'clock. I'm Terry Griffin, News Radio 610 WIOD 24-hour traffic.
Partly sunny, hot, and sticky across Miami today. Expect an afternoon high near 95. A pop-up storm is possible at any point. Those storms during the afternoon hours will likely become pretty numerous, and they could also be pretty big rainmakers. I'm Lisa Love from the Weather Channel for News Radio 610 WIOD.
89 degrees under mostly cloudy skies in Weston, 87 in Miami Lakes. It's 1233. Tropical Depression 6 taking form over the central Atlantic, likely to become a tropical storm sometime today. The depression is more than 3,000 miles away from South Florida, moving at 12 miles an hour. Todd Kimberlin with the National Hurricane Center in Miami expects the depression to gain strength slowly over the next few days.
We can say with fairly high confidence that over the next 5 days, it'll be over the open waters of the Atlantic and not affecting anyone.
Kimberlin adds current conditions are favorable for the depression to become the strongest hurricane yet so far this season. And of course, keep it tuned to News Radio 610 WIOD for the very latest on the tropics, or you could track the tropics for yourself by clicking on Operation Stormwatch at WIOD.com. No one was hurt in a bank robbery in Sunrise, but police say a man with long dreadlocks stormed into the Bank of America at Nob Hill Road and Oakland Park Boulevard. That robber jumping over the counter and took money from the teller before running out of the bank and getting into a waiting green Ford Explorer. No arrests have been made as of yet. Hundreds of people on both sides of the controversy over a proposed mosque near Ground Zero have gathered near the site to make their feelings known. Those who oppose the project and those who support it are staging separate demonstrations behind police barricades. The rallies coincide with an annual motorcycle ride to Ground Zero by a group that raises money for September 11th first responders. Well, at least 1,000 people in several states have been sickened by salmonella-tainted eggs. A pair of farms in Iowa are now recalling more than a half billion eggs nationwide. That means trouble for breakfast cafes that serve eggs with nearly every meal.
We go through about 30 cases a week. Primarily, we sell eggs.
FDA testing of the affected eggs came back positive from the same strand of salmonella. Next update at 1 o'clock. I'm Randy Lance, News Radio 610, WIOD.
They say good habits start at home. Well, being energy efficient is a good habit and a smart thing to do. At my house, we know lots of simple ways to do this, like
cleaning our AC filter every month.
That's right. Here in our house.
Dad.
Son, I'm talking here.
Oh, sorry. Tell them to set their ACs at 78 degrees.
You're right. Setting your AC at 78 degrees is a great idea, too.
Dad.
Sweetie, please.
Tell them to turn off ceiling fans when they leave a room. We always do that.
She's right, too. It's good to turn off ceiling fans when you leave a room. Now, as I've been trying to say, energy efficiency is something I value at home.
And at work.
Honey, that was my line. I work for FPL.
At FPL, we can show you many simple ways to make energy efficiency a habit in your home. To save energy and money, take a free online home energy survey at FPLconnect.com today.
Hi, I'm Dave Winfield, Hall of Fame baseball player. During my 22-year career, I learned that playing as a team is one of the most important factors in winning. When it comes to the fight against breast cancer, baseball fans need to work together as a team. Now, I lost my mom to breast cancer, so I know what it's like to have questions about the disease, which affects 1 in 8 American women during their lifetime. Now, here are a few ways that you can make a difference. Encourage the women in your life to have regular screenings. Early detection is crucial in fighting breast cancer. Be part of the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure in your town, which raises valuable funds needed for life-saving research. Or visit ask.com for answers to all of your questions and to learn more about the Answers for the Cure program, which supports Susan G. Komen for the Cure. As fans of America's pastime, it's our time to come together as a team to end breast cancer forever.
A message from Susan G. Komen for the Cure and national partner, ask.com.
My name is Mary Crafts. With United Way, I advocate for those invisible kids and families to help bring change and opportunity into their lives. I don't just wear that shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
It's a crazy world, and it's getting more and more nuts every day. Let me be your oasis of sanity. Monday morning at 10 on News Radio 610 WIOD.
It's Condo Craze and HOAs. Give us a call at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610, if you're an AT&T wireless customer, or you can always email us at condocraze@wiod.com. I'm Jerry Hester, alongside attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. Let's get right back to the phones. It's Leonard in Hollywood. Leonard, thank you, man, for holding so long.
Yeah, you posed a provocative question. And the one thing I could never tell from listening to the newscast is basically this. From ground zero, can this thing be seen?
I was watching ABC News this morning. Whether or not they have their own agenda, quite frankly, remains to be seen. But they said that their reporter walked this morning from ground zero to the mosque, and they timed it at 2 minutes.
And the fact is, it will be seen.
You're not answering the question.
No. It's going to be seen. If you've seen the projected building, the building actually looks like a skyscraper because all the buildings around it are a lot smaller. It towers over the three buildings next to it. If you go online, you can actually look up the proposed building.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, so I mean, you definitely are going to be able to see it from ground zero.
Oh,
you'll look
okay.
That way.
Well, I feel if you can see it, okay, it would be like if you had a strip club or something like that. If you can see it, like near a school or something like
right.
that,
mm-hmm.
If you can see the thing, then I think it's offensive. If
right.
you can't see it, why worry about
now,
it?
Now, Leonard, you raised this issue, so I'm just going to elaborate on it a little bit. Now, just to be clear, I am not, by any stretch of the imagination, equating a strip club with a religious institution. I'm not. But what I'm saying is oftentimes you'll see zoning boards make decisions prohibiting strip clubs from certain areas in a community, prohibiting various businesses and various institutions from specific portions of a community. It even happened in Sunny Isles recently. There was a big case. And why do they do it? They do it in the interest of the community. They do it in interest of bringing harmony, peace, and an appropriate setting to a community. And I'm saying perhaps that can be done in New York City on non-religious grounds. That's my point.
Well, the thing that I would think that would be good is if somewhere in their laws or whatever you want to call it, regardless of whether it's a mosque or something, if this particular thing, whatever it might be, can be seen from wherever and regardless of the type of business, And then it could be considered offensive, and the people should have the right to kick it out.
One vote for offensive. Thanks, Leonard. Appreciate the phone
Thanks,
call.
Leonard. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Elizabeth in Miami. Hi, Elizabeth. You're on the air.
Yes. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning.
No. That building or mosque, whatever it is, should not be built on or near the site of where over 3,000 people died. These people are acting like they're in sheep's clothing, and they are the devils. They go around even here in Miami and preach nothing but hate. Take their mosque somewhere else. Not even the St. Peter's Basilica should be built there. Look at the Indians. When their burial ground is found, they fight with the government not to build anything close to their place. We must fight. We don't have to go with fist fight, but we can use our energy to stop the building of that mosque. And I'm surprised at any political people who would say, yes, it's okay to build anything here. These people just want to control America, and they're going in every crease, every corner, every crevice to control us. No, that building should not be built in New York, whether it can be seen or not. Take it somewhere else. People can live harmoniously from what comes out of their heart. They don't have to run to a church or a mosque for that matter.
Elizabeth, thank you very much for the call. I think we're pretty clear on how you feel about the subject. And to be clear, you know, I'm not saying don't build it. I'm saying you have a whole city to build it. I'm saying you don't have to build a community center, quite frankly, in a financial district. There's not many people that actually live in the Wall Street area. You can find another place to actually build this, and it could be a wonderful and great thing for the community, but just not necessarily there.
And Elizabeth, I'm hoping that the lawmakers... Elizabeth, I'm hoping the lawmakers did listen to you, because you brought up an interesting point that a lot of people haven't mentioned, that maybe that should be declared our sacred ground. I mean, you do have 3,000 people that perished there mm-hmm. on that day. You know, those are mothers, fathers, children. I mean, a lot of them even died working for our country. The police officers and firefighters were really going to do insult to injury by creating more problems for those families.
I'll tell you what's sickening when you really think about it is right now, there's been so much infighting about what's going to be built at the site and what's not going to be built at the site, that this more likelihood of the mosque being built at Ground Zero before there's actually any permanent structure dedicated to the victims of 9/11.
That's
very sad, but
right.
Very true.
Right.
It really is. Elizabeth, thanks for the call. That's true. I mean, you think, almost 10 years later, that, you know, they would have come up with something. I like the idea of the lights that they had before.
Right.
They should have made that permanent.
I was there that night that they were
lit. They should have kept that.
Yep, absolutely.
And left it at that, something simple, nothing fancy, you know, just those two lights going up in the sky were brilliant.
Were brilliant, absolutely. I'll tell you, interestingly enough, Miss America, believe it or not, who actually is Muslim, came out against the building of the mosque at Ground Zero this week, saying that it would be somewhat insensitive to actually build it there.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, read Michael Mayo's column today in the Sun Sentinel, because he interviewed worshipers here at a mosque in Pembroke Pines, and many of them said that while certainly they might have a right to build a mosque at Ground Zero, they also have a religious duty to promote peace within the community. And that means factoring in practical and also symbolic considerations. And I guess that's the whole point of today's show, that in terms of that Fourth District Court of Appeal opinion. That court said, hey, in order to bring peace and harmony in a condominium community, let's not allow the practice of religion on the common areas on Saturdays and Sundays. Well, is that a good idea?
The interesting part, Eric, is actually when I was watching the news this morning, they had gone over, I guess, the protests that are going to be happening on that strip in New York, the whole street, one side's going to be one side against. And they were saying that the against side, it wasn't, like, I think they were saying it was going to be like 70% of actual non-Muslims, just people trying to guarantee the First Amendment rights. It's a lot of the Muslims are actually agreeing with everybody else because they don't want to bring the problems. I just feel like
they have enough problems.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's going to bring more problems to them because you're going to have those other groups out there that, I mean, they, by any means, I'm not endorsing them. I think they're absolutely outrageous to even do anything. But when they go ahead and it's like when they put swastikas on Jewish buildings, it's going to be issues that get raised and there's going to be a lot of problems with that.
Yeah, your buddy Jan one-upped you.
and said,
you know, I think he's taking this from your Pearl Harbor statement.
Right.
He says, do you want controversy? Imagine some old Nazi party faithful would like to erect a monument for Hitler two blocks away from Auschwitz.
Yeah, right. Well,
that's our buddy Jan. Yeah, and that's what we're saying. It's not a religious issue.
Right.
It's a sensitivity issue.
Right.
We're not saying that anyone should be prohibited from practicing their religion. Live and let live. Okay. But it's a sensitivity issue.
And the thing is, the Band-Aid's
in place.
It's
too soon, it's too close.
Exactly. The Band-Aid's in place for a lot of these families. They're finally getting to the point where they can live their lives, and now it's almost like they're just getting that Band-Aid ripped off again, and all the pain that they went through before is coming right back.
Yeah, and, you know, tearing the Band-Aid off hurts worse than the actual wound to begin with. Right. Let's take a break. We'll come back and take more of your calls. 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T Wireless customers. It's Condo Craze and HOAs.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Crumbling concrete, peeling paint, waterproofing problems? No problem. If you're a building owner or management company, finding solutions to your problems doesn't have to be painful or costly. Promax Restoration and Paint. Whether it's a perimeter wall or parking garage, balcony or pool deck, structural repair, waterproofing, and painting is their specialty. It has been since 1994. At Promax Restoration and Paint, they've seen and successfully repaired and painted just about everything when it comes to high-rise, mid-rise, townhomes, buildings of any shape and size. Yes, their clients have included Marriott, Hilton, Doral, and many luxury condos. But it doesn't mean that Promax Restoration and Paint is expensive. These clients have chosen Promax for their experience and quality workmanship, but also for their ability to offer very competitive pricing. So see their work and see what they can do for you at restorationandpaint.com. Promax Restoration and Paint. 800-624-9371. That's 800-624-9371.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
I'm Jeff Green. I got into the Senate race because I'm sick of the mess the career politicians have made. Until we break the bond between special interest money and Washington politics, we won't be able to turn our economy around. I'll stand up to Washington lobbyists, and I'll never take a penny from them.
Jeff Green, endorsed by Florida newspapers as a successful businessman who's created thousands of jobs and is free from special interests. But Kendrick Meek? The Jacksonville Observer said Meek is entirely unfit to sit in the U.S. Senate. The St. Petersburg Times called for a public corruption investigation and House ethics inquiry of Meek's conduct. We don't need another corrupt career politician in Washington. We need Jeff Green, who's created jobs and will always put Florida first.
I'm Jeff Green. If you want to send Washington a wake-up call, send me to the Senate. I'll shake things up and never let you down. I'm Jeff Green, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jeff Green for Florida.
It's Condo Craze and HOAs on... We're back. I'm Jerry Hester, along with attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. And, you know, I'd like to know what Elizabeth from Miami feels about jacuzzis on balconies. No jacuzzis on balconies.
She was a little undecided.
A little on the fence there. Let's go to Fort Lauderdale and talk to Drew. Hi, Drew. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Drew, as you said. I'm originally from New York. One point, there are thousands of people that live in that area. You said very few people live there. There's Battery Park City, Southbridge Towers, Confucius Tower, Tribeca. Thousands live down there. With regard to building the mosque, it's sacred ground. As the caller before me said, if Indian burial ground were found, everything would stop. This is, in effect, a burial ground. And they need to be sensitive to our needs and our hurt as well. Otherwise, I fear there's going to be a real civil war in that city.
Well, I can tell you, from what I understand, there's already many, many construction companies that have voluntarily signed an agreement amongst and between them saying that they're not going to build it. So I don't know who's going to get the contract, you know, to actually do the work.
Who is behind the building of it?
The one, I forget his name, he actually proposed it, and the
imam,
I guess, he works for the State Department, actually goes around promoting the religion for the, I guess, our government.
Yeah.
So
okay.
he proposed
but
it
if he's,
put
is,
there.
If he's promoting it for the good of the Muslim faith, he's not doing a very good job in this case.
Well, that's what they even said this morning on the news. They were talking about how, you know, this the way that they structured it and brought it to the people was not the right way. You know, they didn't go talk to the survivors' families, talk to them about possibly that it's going to be a community center, it's going to be this, it's going to be that. They didn't talk to them about that stuff. It was more, we're just building a mosque.
So, Drew... I'm sorry. Okay. Drew, you take the position that there's no question about it. That's a burial ground, despite the fact that a prior caller, Leonard, was concerned that it might not be able to be seen from the actual Ground Zero site.
Actually, it can be seen. I'm from New York. I know this area like the back of my hand. It can be seen. It is a burial ground. And what people are not also understanding is when the Muslims will be called to prayer, there are loudspeakers. There will be speakers in that mosque that will be heard. And this is an issue that's been a problem in Manhattan and in Queens for a number of years.
Right.
Those speakers will be heard.
Right.
They cannot be silenced because they will say, on religious grounds, we must call our people to
sure.
prayer.
Drew, I apologize. The lines are actually stacked. We got about 5 minutes left in the show, right. but we certainly have you down for a no vote.
Thanks, Drew. Thanks
okay.
for the call.
No vote. Bye.
Thanks. Let's talk to Janice in Miami. Hi, Janice. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
How are you?
I'm for it based on just listening to your callers with the they issue, and I'm now thinking it's the guilt by association. I mean, if these people are Americans, I think we should go and let them build it. Because if we're going to fear them like that, they, whoever they is, because the people who bomb the center, they are not Americans. These people here are Americans. And they and those that Muslims also died there. So where do they pray?
Again.
You know, it's built by association. If you're using that same analogy that you can't build something in Pearl Harbor, where Japanese bomb Pearl Harbor, Japanese American will round up. That's guilt by association. We can't go keep doing that.
I understand, but can we deny the fact, however, that the buildings were attacked by Islamic fundamentalists and now
I'm against it. If those people that were from that country are now built there. But these are American citizens. Where do we draw the line? From what I'm hearing, it's almost scary. It's like the next argument that's going to be on the radio, and let's round them all up.
Nope. No, that's not where we're going. That's not where we're going, and I'm not going to let you take it there because that's not what we're saying. We're not saying round anybody up. What we're saying is be a little sensitive to the community that suffered the loss of 3,000 lives. That's what we're saying.
Okay.
And you don't have to, in fact, hold on. And you, in fact, don't have to mark your territory on their gravesite. No one's saying round anybody up. That's the last thing we're saying.
No, those people are not the same as those people.
True.
We have to make that clear distinction. They're American citizens. They're American citizens versus Saudi Arabians. There's a big difference.
Janice, we got you down for a yes vote. I appreciate the call, but again, we got about just a few minutes left.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Thanks, Janice. Everybody has a good point. Janice has some good points.
Understood.
I'll
go on record. No question about it. Some of the victims of 9/11 were, unfortunately, Islamic people as well.
And again, that's why it should be sacred ground with no religious groups allowed within the two-block radius. That's the way I'm going.
I'm with Christy on this. I really am. Let's talk to John in Miami Lakes. John, real quick. We're running out of time here.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a statement. It is a sensitivity statement, but I think it's also getting very political, and it's almost becoming like almost religious hatred in a way, the way it's going up. But my point I wanted to make was the Pentagon, where the plane hit right there, less than 100 feet from where it hit, there is a mosque, and there were services are being taken place, and Iman is there on Friday, is there on Wednesdays. Nobody ever says anything about it. I don't see what's wrong. They don't feel anything's wrong with it in the Pentagon. And, and that was right there, 100 feet. I don't know. I think of the Constitution and about the religious freedom, and it's a hard choice to make, but I go, for religious rights based on the Constitution.
Okay.
By the way, I enjoy your program. I don't belong to OA or a condo, but I find your program so interesting.
Thank you so much, John. We appreciate that.
I learned so much.
Thanks again. Really appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks a lot, John. Let's talk to Bob in Miami also. Hi, Bob.
Hi. I just wanted to say hello to you fellas, and you do a nice job, but I am completely against this in the name of decency for all those people that died. I'm amazed at how many people ask me, what's the big deal? Let them build it there. I say, do you know why they picked that site deliberately? That's rubbing salt in the wound in a simple statement. Anyway, thank you for your time.
Hey, Bob, good call. And quite frankly, that's right. That is how a lot of people see it. You have a whole large borough of Manhattan to place the mosque at. Does it have to be built right in the ground zero community? Again, that's
they're just thumbing their nose up at the American. It's about time we stood up.
Yeah, you know, like I'm with you on that, you know. But again,
I'll buy
you know,
a bit.
But again, you know, we become a society where everybody's really kind of afraid to speak out about how you really feel because everybody's worried about political correctness one way or the other. And it's okay to say if this bothers you. I don't think it's a big deal to say it.
But all those people that perished, isn't anybody thinking of them?
Well, actually, if you read Mayo's column this morning, he interviews a mother whose son was actually lost at 9/11, and she took the position that she supports the United States Constitution and defends the right to build the mosque, believe it or not.
Well, I don't mean to be a comedian, but if that's going to go there, I'm going to get on a construction crew, and I'm going to fix it to where it doesn't stand too long.
Well, you know, that remains to be seen, but you know, with all due respect to that mother, my child got murdered in 9/11. I don't think I'd be in favor of letting the persons or the religion who was involved in that act build their perhaps victory symbol over my child's gravesite. So I'm not with her on that one. Okay? But thanks for the call.
Well, thank you for your time.
Thanks again,
thanks a
Bob.
Lot, Bob. Thanks for the call. Well, so how was your day? And you too there, fella.
I know. I'm a fella. I like it.
Well, you've always just been one of the guys
so
around here.
I guess I'm a fella that wears skirts and dresses and that kind of fella. That's a little scary.
Not much condo talk today, but...
No, but we have lots more time to do condo talk because we will be back next Sunday at noon. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. It's Condo Craze and HOAs.
The talk you want, the news you need. News Radio 610 WIOD.